Chapter 4. Two Figures at the Lake. Mrs. Groves and I were both shocked by our conversation. After the servants went to bed, we sat and had a cup of hot chocolate in the kitchen. "I heard a voice while I was staring at Quint," I told Mrs. Groves, "but I don't know if I imagined it or if it was real. It said, 'He hasn't come for you, he's come for somebody else.' It's strange, but I'm convinced, I don't know why, that Miles was the one Quint wanted to see. The children have never mentioned him to me or talked about the time when he lived here. Flora may be too young to remember, but Miles... Oh, please don't talk to Miles about him," Mrs. Groves interrupted with a worried look. "He isn't responsible for this. Quint liked to play with him. They spent a lot of time together. But I didn't like it because..." She stopped speaking and there was an angry look on her face. "Did you think that Quint was evil?" I asked.
"Yes, he was evil. That's what I thought," Mrs. Groves answered. "Quint spent a lot of time with the previous governess, Miss Jessel, and the children, especially Miles. Miss Jessel loved Quint passionately, but he just laughed at her. And finally, he ended their relationship. Miss Jessel was very unhappy, but he didn't care. Then, one cold winter morning, somebody from the next village found Quint dead on the road. He had a wound on his head. He had apparently got drunk in the village, fallen on the ice on his way home and hit his head on the ground. At least, that was the official version. But there were also stories about his life before he came here. People said bad things. I don't want to repeat them. They were horrible."
"Why didn't you tell Lord Henry about this?" I asked. Mrs. Groves started to cry.
"You know that Lord Henry doesn't like to be disturbed," she answered. "I was afraid to say anything. I'm still afraid to talk about it. Lord Henry liked and trusted Quint. He wouldn't believe me."
The next incident happened one sunny afternoon when I was outside with Flora and Miles in the gardens. I suggested a walk to the lake because it was such a lovely day. Miles wanted to finish reading his book, so we left him at home, and Flora and I went to the lake. That afternoon we were having a lovely time. I sat near the lake sewing, while Flora played on the grass. Suddenly, I felt that we were not alone, that somebody was watching us. I don't know where the feeling came from, but it got stronger and stronger. Finally, I looked up and there were two figures on the other side of the lake. One was a man and the other a woman. I was sure the man was Quint, but I didn't know who the woman was, and I didn't take the time to find out. I turned around to see what Flora was doing. A few seconds earlier, she had been talking to herself while she was playing with some flowers. Now, she was staring silently at the figures, and she didn't seem scared at all. Then, she saw me looking at her, and she turned her back to the figures and started playing again. She acted as if no one was there.
"Flora?" I said. "Do you know those people?"
Flora looked at me as if her mind were somewhere else.
"Sorry, Catherine," she said. "I wasn't listening. Did you just say something to me?"
When I saw Flora's strange reaction, I looked across the lake again. The figures were still standing there, watching us. Suddenly, I felt very cold, and I wanted to be safe at home.